More than $100 billion remained stuck in Lebanon's banks since 2019, when the financial system collapsed. Depositors have been facing limits on withdrawals at unfavorable exchange rates. Now, some banks are closing accounts of mainly British passport holders after a UK court ordered a Lebanese bank to give a depositor his money. Depositors say they are offered a check for the balance, but they are worth less than 20% of their value.
Manager of the bank told me that I can take my check at the notaries and wander around and see who can accept a banker's check.
Banks say they are short of cash and fear if depositors continue winning legal challenges, they will have to declare bankruptcy. They say the answer is for the political authorities to pass a law that would regulate the outflow of foreign currency.
Capital control measures. That would have even the level playing field for all depositors. It would have prevented all these accusations against banks of favoring certain depositors over others, favoring politicians over regular citizens.
Banks have been accused of helping the politically connected transfer their money abroad. Many of them are shareholders in Lebanon's largest banks.
Critics call the financial system a Ponzi scheme. For decades, banks lent to the state at high interest rates, while successive governments largely plundered funds and piled up debt until capital inflows slowed and the economy collapsed.
And experts believe much of the money is now gone, with people locked out of their savings as they struggle with high inflation and poverty.
So there are many challenges in order to get the money back. We cannot just get it back by doing individual lawsuits. And also we have to see a restructuring of the banking sector and the public debt. And this is what's not happening.
Those in power have so far failed to reform a system that they long benefited from. It's been to shift the losses to the people who withdraw their money at around 30% of its value. Already, depositors have lost billions of dollars. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.